That's the spirit.
Peter.
Hello, how is it going there?
How are you?
Excellent. And I've been to the big challenge on this Rapa Nui, Easter Island stone statues. I've been working away at it all afternoon.
Thank you kindly. We are now, just to fill everybody in, we are sort of making our way around the South Pacific, it would seem.
I pointed out last time the mystery of these extraordinary stone statues.
John's really upset because he's been trying to figure out, he's like, on the Wikipedia it doesn't say anything about what the statues mean. He's getting all...
And very few sites too, and Wikipedia is an utter failure on this subject, I have to say.
Right.
But, I mean, at least you would have got from Wikipedia the fact 887 statues.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of them,
isn't
there?
That is crazy.
It's far more than I thought.
Yes, of which, mind you, only 288 ever made it into position.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of them still in the quarries. There's a lot of them that seem to have broken on the way to their site.
Right, right.
And all of them were knocked down, face down, by 1860.
Wow, okay.
And so there's quite a lot of mystery around this story. We know almost exactly now when they, well, I suppose I read one paper that argued that it's in the 1450s or 1460s they were probably erected,
right,
or began to be erected.
Because some of them are actually like full body statues, and like I posted a picture on our Facebook page, Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry, 95 FM.
And the
picture I had showed excavation, and the body was like about almost two times longer than the head, you know, and there's full carvings right down to the bottom with all the bits and pieces.
Typically, I think a lot of the bodies are buried, and that's what's the confusing aspect. That
was there like a volcano eruption or something, or who knows?
No. Just that earth had built up over the period,
right,
and they've been
right.
lost in that. So, lots of them don't appear to currently have bodies, but typically the head was still enormous. 3/8 the total size is the average.
Yes.
I'm full of facts and figures, as you probably are from some of these articles.
It sounds better coming from you, Peter.
Yeah, but perhaps, this is not my expertise, but typically, the largest one is 23 metres high, though they think that was never erected.
Right.
But 21 metres high was one that was erected.
Now,
they all face into the island, not out to the sea, but they kind of ring the island.
Right.
So, I mean...
Is this one of these places that everybody kind of just gapped it all of a sudden? Is it one of those sort of... like the population?
But it was a small population.
Right.
And relatively limited foodstuffs and relatively little human, contact with other groups.
It seems like they've had sort of a history of running out of natural resource or being struck with disease or invaded.
It's tiny as well, yeah. That's not big.
There's a whole series of speculations that something, for example, deforested the island.
Yeah, a little rat.
You know, the story of the rat, etc., etc. I have to say that none of these things is particularly unique, though, to Easter Island, because the rat was the problem right over Polynesia. And
rats get a bad rap, don't they?
Yeah, but perhaps. So here's two speculations. One, that the figure of Maui, mm-hmm, that we know from New Zealand, and is a figure that you find right across Polynesia, and this is the Polynesian people, that in a way, this mythical figure that sat between God and human, that's the nearest clue we've got to these figures who seem not to be portraits of people, and it's not typical of Polynesians to do portraits of specific people, but to do mythical figures who represent somewhere between God and humanity.
The idea of why these people set out to make them and then hundreds of them dragged them around the island, there's no sort of real answer as to why they set to do that, is there, though?
The only thing that we do have that might be a clue is there's some indication of the earliest figures are really quite small, the oldest of these. And there are figures like that in other parts of Polynesia, especially in the Marquesan Islands, which is where a lot of the Polynesian tradition comes from.
Right.
New Zealanders probably came from the Marquesan Islands. So maybe that's a clue.
It's these days, Easter Island, aka Rapa Nui, aka Isla de Pascua, is part of Chile. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Man,
I just want to shout out this Easter Island or Rapa Nui. Their flag is fantastic. Have you seen the flag?
No, I haven't. It's like, extraordinary.
It's cool. It's like a big red. Far away, it looks like a big red smiley face, like a Cheshire cat face. But there's actually an intricate, nice little design going on. I'm not sure what it is. It probably is something to somebody, but to me, it just looks cool at this point.
Right. I'm going to try and get on a bus at this very moment, but I can keep talking once I'm on the bus.
Have you got a swipe card? Did you just swipe
right in? I have, yes. Okay, can swipe if you'll
let me. Okay, good.
Excellent.
It sounds good. Sounds like you're good. That was a good noise. You don't want the...
You heard that little beat? Yep. All is well.
Now, Peter, what else...
Don't forget to dag off,
What else on Easter Island have you discovered that's particularly interesting?
Well, the other thing that is totally intriguing is the tradition of the bird man.
What?
So there are lots of pictures on Easter Island of the bird man, and this seems to have been an annual role that was assigned every year to the person who managed, and remember that bird life would be crucial for food.
True.
The person who could dive and capture a bird. It's worth searching for information about this birdman. And I mean, again, we're working on reconstructions of what this might have meant, but it seems as though a person gained some status through, and won a title of being the holder of the birdman position for the year. And this gave them some kind of great status. Now, people have speculated, are the two factors connected?
Right.
And I don't know.
There's a painting, apparently, a bird painting in a cave on the island called Cave of the Man-Eaters. So
yes,
maybe there are some pterodactyls flying around on that island at some point.
So somehow or other, I mean, the bit that intrigues me is they start with these little statues to perhaps honour the traditional figures, a bit like carvings on Māori meeting houses where there wasn't a shortage of wood. But then it becomes and grows into what must have been the major productive activity of the island, to carve, to drag them into place. And the process of dragging, there's been a lot of discussion about that, which I didn't find particularly interesting
myself. How it's done kind of thing.
How it's done,
It's right up there with the Egypt vibe, right? We're like, we don't know.
But whatever, it took them a huge amount of effort. They devoted, and these statues got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so it became almost like a cult that completely preoccupied island life until the 1720s. And then people began knocking them down. Now, I mean, just the whole... But to unpack that story would have to be one of the most interesting things you could do.
Fascinating. Now anybody inhabiting the island these days? There are local people there, Rapa Nui people. I'm not sure how many people are there at the moment. What is their current...
I'm sorry, I don't know the current population. I can tell you the population of statues.
Where I was headed was, what is their current belief system? Do you know?
So Catholicism, I think.
Say again, Peter, sorry?
Catholicism.
Oh,
I think.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
They jumped on board, okay.
And so, because missionaries came, and presumably missionaries would have regarded these statues as stone idols, so I'm sure part of the arrival of Catholicism would have lent to the knocking down.
Knock those down, yeah, get rid of those.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it seems
so
like
there is so much interesting here.
Yeah, it seems like there's more questions than there are answers.
Mm-hmm. I'm tempted to make them up for you, but I am a scholar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very interesting.
Sweet, Peter. We'll be in touch about next week, I'm sure. There's always something out there we need to know, isn't there?
Interesting. Very good.
Cool, mate. Catch you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't forget to tag off, Peter.
I will tag off, yes.
Fantastic, fabulous Peter Lynham there. It's cool, that one, because I feel like he knew slightly more than me, but not a lot more than I. and obviously most people.
It seems like there's actually not too many answers as to what was going on back then, because they didn't have a lot of written history, or anything that was available sort of got destroyed at some point.
So. Anybody that might have been to Easter Island, get in touch with us, 309-3879 or 5395. We'd love to hear your first-hand reports.